Love is different among family members. Your family surely love you, but how much and how they love you are different. When you are in trouble, some will help you till the end. Some will give you a few words of encouragement. Some will only make a response and do nothing. Terry Schiavo's case is a good example of it. When she fell in vegetative state, the reaction of her husband and parents were different. The parents of brain-damaged Terry Schiavo have ended their appeals in the federal court system following another ruling against them by a 3-judge panel in Atlanta, Georgia. The Florida Circuit Court judge who ruled to disconnect their daughter's feeding tube more than a week ago also ruled against another appeal from Terry Schiavo's parents on Saturday. Ms. Schiavo's parents are making what they say is one last appeal to the Florida Supreme Court to have their daughter's feeding tube reattached, but they are given little chance of success. Bob and Mary Schindler gave up their effort in federal court to reattach their daughter's feeding tube after the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta denied their third appeal. Last Sunday, the U.S. Congress passed an emergency bill allowing the Schindlers to appeal their case in federal courts. Days later, after a series of dramatic appeals through the federal court system, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to order Terry Schiavo's feeding tube reattached. Terry Schiavo's husband, Michael, who is her legal guardian, has been locked in a legal struggle with the Schindlers for more than a decade. Mr. Schiavo says his wife told him and others that she did not want to be kept alive by artificial means. Terry Schiavo slipped into what medical experts call a persistent vegetative state after suffering massive brain damage brought on by a heart attack in 1990. Michael Schiavo's attorney, George Phalos, told reporters on Saturday, "Because of the seriousness of the case, courts will listen to the Schindlers' pleas, but further legal action at this point is futile." It is fair to say that if you look at the court system, the courts are saying, not of course that they will not look at any relief filed, but I think any fair observer would say that the legal struggle is over here. And I would hope that the parents would acknowledge that, he said. Terry Schiavo has been without food or water for more than a week now. On Saturday, her parents and siblings visited her at her hospice. Bob Schindler, her father, told reporters afterwards that his daughter is clinging to life. "She is doing remarkably well under the circumstances. I was surprised. She is putting up a tremendous battle to live. It is quite obvious she does not want to die, and she is showing signs of over a week now of starvation and lack of hydration. I can tell you she is fighting against hell to stay alive. We want the powers to be to know that it is not too late to save her. So anyone has the authority to come in and save Terry, they can do it," he said. Medical experts say Terry Schiavo's life expectancy can now be measured in days, but Michael Schiavo's attorney George Phalos, who also visited his client's wife on Saturday, says there is no sign that Mrs. Schiavo is near death at this point. "As appeared to me, her death does not appear imminent. She is resting comfortably. Her breathing did not appear to be shallow, and at least at this point, it does not appear that her death is imminent," he said. Mr. Phalos says that when Terry Schiavo dies, her body will be cremated and her ashes handed over to her husband Michael, who will place them in his family plot in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, where both Michael and Terry Schiavo were raised. "From Terry's case, we realize that not all of our families will stand by our sides till the end in our difficult times."